principle and rules. The second question is, will you please write a paper on the principle and rules that are found in the Christian Science textbook? How do we recognize them? What are their characteristics? Give some examples of their meaning and application. Did Mrs. Eddy bring out anything specific about principle and rules? Mrs. Eddy brought out much that is specific on principle and rules. In Science and Health, there are 125 references on divine principle and 60 on rules. In her other writings, there are 144 references on divine principle and over 180 on rule and rules. This is a good question because it is based upon the contents of our textbook. And while it would take me throughout eternity to answer this question fully because of its magnitude, yet we need to recognize its importance. The value of a divine principle and rule to Christian scientists is immeasurable. Our textbook states, quote, "From the infinite one in Christian science comes one principle and its infinite idea, and with this infinitude come spiritual rules, laws, and their demonstration, which are the same yesterday and today and forever." Close quote. It is essential that we understand the principal rules and laws given in our textbook, and a careful study of our concordances in regard to these subjects will be helpful indeed. We who are students of Christian science understand that everything in the compound idea man and everything in the universe reveals or shows forth an unseen principle, an unseen principle that is God or love. As we gain an enlarged sense of principle as God or love, we understand principle to be the power, origin, cause, the fundamental essence, and the substance of man and the universe. Everything concerning man and the universe proceeds from, or is the emanation of, the one divine principle, God or love. Therefore, man and everything in the universe has the distinct characteristics of principle or love. We and all things of the universe at this instant are as distinct and continuous and permanent as principle or God is distinct and continuous and permanent. In our textbook, we find prescribed rules, which, when practiced, result in our individualization of these scientific truths. When we think according to a prescribed rule, our thought becomes habitually exact and is adequate to work out any problem that may present itself. In order to understand and demonstrate Christian science, it is necessary for us to work by exact rules, as it is to work by exact rules in mathematics. Mrs. Eddy says in our textbook, quote, "The rule and its perfection of operation never vary in science. If you fail to succeed in any case, it is because you have not demonstrated the life of Christ, truth, more in your life, because you have not obeyed the rule and proved the principle of divine science." Close quote. What is a rule in Christian science? A rule in Christian science is exactly what a rule is in mathematics or music. A rule is an established method of thinking. Whenever we find in our textbook a prescribed method of thought which should be established as our thought process, that is a rule. And when followed, it directs our thought in accord with truth. When we follow a rule in Christian Science, our thought terminates in the correct result, just as it does when we follow a rule in mathematics. Whatever is divinely true in Christian Science can be humanly demonstrated by us through exact scientific thinking based on the established rules set forth in our textbook. Take, for example, a problem in addition. The rule in the textbook on mathematics definitely states that we place units under units and tens under tens in order to arrive at the correct answer. Now, we do not carry this printed rule with us wherever we go, but in our thought we follow this prescribed rule or thought process through every problem in addition that presents itself to us. We put our thought through this established method of thinking and place units under units and tens under tens. This prescribed rule directs our thinking and terminates in a correct answer. Let us consider a rule found in our textbook. We read in Science and Health, quote, "The starting point of divine science is that God, Spirit, is all in all, and there is no other might nor mind." Close quote. This statement is not labeled a rule, but it does set forth an established fact, which, when applied, directs our thinking. Therefore, it is a rule to be followed. Blessed is that student who is established in his thought in regard to the starting point of divine science. To start with, quote, "God is all in all," close quote, and, quote, "there is no other might nor mind," close quote, is a positive approach to any problem that may be presented to us. And when this rule is set to work as our thinking, it will terminate in a harmonious result. No matter how serious our problem may seem to be, the starting point in our thinking is never the problem. We never make a negative approach to a problem. To make the problem our starting point proves that we, as Christian Scientists, are either ignorant of this rule or that we are not applying it. As Christian Scientists, we all know this rule about the starting point in divine science just as well as we know the rule concerning units and tens. The question is, do we use this rule? There is no hit-and-miss thinking, no thinking at random in the practice of Christian Science, any more than in mathematics. When we put our thought through this prescribed method of thinking and realize God's allness and that there is no other might nor mind, this prescribed rule will so direct our thinking in a accord with divine science that the problem is dispelled. Let us consider the rule in our textbook which states, quote, "Divine science, rising above physical theories, excludes matter, resolves things into thoughts, and replaces the objects of material sense with spiritual ideas," close quote. This rule takes our thought through three definite steps in the practice of Christian Science. We take these steps through exact thinking, although we are, more or less, unconscious of the fact that we are taking them. First, we rise above physical theories. Second, we exclude matter. Third, we resolve things into thoughts and replace the objects of material sense with spiritual ideas. In applying the rules found in our textbook, we work entirely within our own thought. We cannot go beyond the range of our own reflected thinking. In our metaphysical work, we do not create good, neither do we destroy evil. But we do acknowledge and make active in our thought the established fact of God's allness and reject from our thinking everything that is unlike Him. As has already been stated, our textbook is a collection of declaratory statements of truth. We should look for and use these fundamental statements of truth. Let us establish these prescribed statements of truth in our thought and practice them in our daily living by applying them to the seeming problems at hand. The establishment and application of the divine rules of Christian Science in our daily thinking is of immeasurable value to us. Mrs. Eddy tells us in the textbook, quote, "Any student who adheres to the divine rules of Christian Science and imbibes the Spirit of Christ can demonstrate Christian Science, cast out error, heal the sick, and add continually to his store of spiritual understanding, potency, enlightenment, and success." Close quote.